Greetings again, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Welcome to Daily Inspirations again this morning. Again, I want to just read from the Word of God and pray that you'll be inspired by the Word of God, which has life and gives life, and the Word of God is alive and sharper than a two-edged sword. And so, we've been looking at different aspects in Hebrews chapter 5 and 6. And this morning I'm going to continue and finish out the chapter of Hebrews chapter 6. Yesterday we talked about things that accompany salvation. And then the rest of the chapter goes on and talks about the promises of God. Verse 12 says that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. God has promised us eternal life if we only believe by faith. We inherit these promises by faith, and also fleeing for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. We jump down to verse 18, it says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that's set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entered into that within the veil. So we need to flee for refuge to grab a hold of these promises. The Hebrew writer here, when he talks about those who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope or the promises set before us, he's referencing back to Numbers chapter 35, where God set up six cities of refuge. And what these six cities were for, that say, for example, if a man was out cutting wood with an axe, and the axe head came off the handle as he was swinging it and flew into his fellow man and would have killed him, this man knew immediately that he better drop what he was doing and take off running for the city of refuge if he wanted to live. Because back then it was eye for eye, tooth for tooth, and a close relative, as soon as a close relative of the man who was slain would have found out, they would have been after the man who did it, even though he did it unknowingly and unwillingly. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't done out of hate. It wasn't done out of spite. It was an accident. But he would have to immediately drop what he was doing. He'd have to leave family, father, mother, wife, children, all relationships he had, and take off running for the city of refuge, because his life was in danger. Because that relative of the man he just killed had every right to kill him. But if he would flee to the city of refuge and reach that in time before the man would get a hold of him, he would be safe. And that is a picture that Jesus Christ is our refuge. You know, we all have the death sentence upon us. We all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. And we all need to flee for refuge to lay hold upon the hope, upon the promises of God. And this man, if he would venture outside of that city and the relative would see him, he would be able to kill him. But this man had to stay inside this city to be safe. And that's a picture how we need to stay in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus Christ, we are safe. In His bosom, we can rest. We can rest in the promises of God. And so, this morning, have you fled for refuge to lay hold upon the the promises of God, the hope that is set before you. If not, I would encourage you to flee for refuge, just like they did in the Old Testament there in Numbers chapter 35. This is a very interesting study to study that situation out. These men had to give up everything. They had to give up their occupation. They had to leave wife, children. And isn't that the call for us to come to Christ? You know, Jesus says that, except a man leave all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Are you willing to give up everything you have and flee for refuge? Because the day of judgment is coming. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you, take hold of the promises of God by faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and rest in his promises. You know, the scripture says there in verse 13, for when God made promises to Abraham because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. And our verse 18 says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Impossible. Then it says we might have a strong consolation. It's impossible for God to lie. His promises are all true. He has promised us eternal life in Christ if we flee for refuge in him. So this morning I pray that you would be blessed with this inspiring word of God, how we can flee for refuge in Jesus Christ and rest there and be safe. Our soul is safe and secure in Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening and God bless you. If anyone would desire to talk or have questions, feel free to call. My name is John Loniker. My phone number is 260-466-4899. Thank you.